This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Well, let's also take a moment to think about the Muslim community today, who are just as horrified and saddened by what's happened as we are. Imam Yahya Ibrahim is deputy principal of an Islamic school in Perth and chaplain at Curtin University, and he joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on with you, even in these difficult circumstances.
Imam, how has your community reacted to what has happened?
I think I speak on behalf of every member of the Perth Australian Muslim community by expressing my profound sadness at the loss of the innocent life at the hands of a despicable evil gunman. This is a person where the allegations and the reports that he has a violent history of assaults against women, 50 plus from what I understand, and he's currently bailed, facing charges or was facing charges for the murder of his ex-wife or complicity in it. The Prime Minister has described this individual as mentally unstable and a deranged individual, and as such, I distance myself, my community, from his acts as not being a reflection of Islam and Muslims, whether here or any place around the world. His actions to all of us as Muslims here in Perth are considered evil. It is a hatred that is evil that was within him. And for me personally, his name is not even worth mention. And I wish that as he's buried, everything that was with him just was to disappear and depart from us, and his very memory was to be forgotten. But in greater focus, really, it's about the pain that we perceive that the families of those who have lost loved ones must be enduring and experiencing. As a father of three young children, I can only resonate with the feelings of Karina Dawson's husband, who's lost his loving wife and mother of his children. I can only understand, I can't even fathom the pain of Tori Johnson's family, who've lost a brave young man who tried to do the right thing and bring it to an end. So with them is our prayers, and with them are our thoughts. And, you know, I pray to the Almighty to strengthen them and to aid them and to heal them.
Imam, thank you for those kind words. How concerning is it that somebody like this is using your spiritual realities to promote these extreme and misguided political agendas?
I think for us, as Muslims living in the age that we live in today, we've become almost desensitized to the fact that there will be some, you know, crazy ranting individual who will hold up a scripture and say, you know, I'm here doing God's work. And really what he's doing is walking into a cafe where people are ordering a cup of coffee and seeking harm. And that has no spiritual place. That has no no justification in morality, in ethics, in religion, in dogma. There's nothing that can justify it. So it's, to us, a complete revulsion of what everything that we as, you know, decent Muslims and Australians love. And I think the counter reaction to that of the I will ride with you message, really, I think people, it resonated with them all around the world, was they could see that this one man that could be used, could have been used to tarnish a whole people, a million Muslims nearly in Australia, by the act of this one individual, was repelled. And I strongly believe in the strength of the people of Sydney and the people of Australia, but this is not something that will tear us apart. And I think messages such as I will ride with you is a slap in the face of those who seek to pull us apart, whether extremists amongst the Muslim communities or extremists in the broader community who just want to take our hands and disunite us from one another.
And for those who might not be aware, the I'll Ride for You With You campaign was something that was started on Twitter, and it was basically people, non-Muslims, offering to ride on public transport with Muslim members of the Muslim community who may have been feeling a little threatened or uncomfortable given what had happened, and it became a worldwide sensation, and certainly that sort of support must be incredibly valuable for your community, because do they feel in these sort of times that they do get a negative reaction from some members of the public?
Sadly, there is a very small minority of people who are influenced by what they see in the media and paint it as a reflection on everyone who they think is similar to that particular individual. So, if, for example, if I have a beard or my wife has a scarf, that, you know, in people who have dark hearts and I guess an irrationality of thought, that they will say, well, he thinks the same way that this person thinks, and if given a chance, he'll try to do to me what this man tried to do. And the absolute truth of the matter is that this man does not represent anything in humanity, let alone anything that should be praised within Islam or Muslims.
We'll leave it there. Thank you, Imam, for your time this morning.
It's an honor and a pleasure, and my thoughts and prayers go out to the innocents once again. I really do pray for them, and it's something that we will remember them in our mosques today and other places, and may comfort be brought to their hearts and to their souls.